Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Tonight we again consider how we prepare for the Lord's second coming. Last week we looked at the epistle reading for the first Sunday in Advent and saw that we should stay awake. We should not ignore the alarm clock of the Word of God when it calls us to repentance, but should hear when our sins are identified and confess those sins and receive forgiveness. Tonight, we consider the epistle reading from the second Sunday in Advent and consider what it says to us about how we are to prepare for the Lord's second coming. And in this reading, it talks specifically about the Word of God and what the Word of God does. But it doesn't say that the Word of God here is to call us to repentance, in particular, in this passage. It says that the Word of God does something else. Listen again. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. The Scriptures, the Word of God, give us hope. And later on in the same reading, God is called the God of hope. Hope is pretty important here. And the Scriptures give us hope. But how do they do that? After all, as we heard last week, the Scriptures call us to repentance because they show us our sin. And showing us our sin and that we are unable to follow God's law doesn't seem to offer much hope. It would seem to give us more hope if we were told that we can do it, that we just need to work a little harder, that we have the ability deep down inside ourselves to be good. But the Scriptures call us to repentance and show us our sin. And on top of that, on top of the fact that the Scriptures point out to us our weakness and our inability, the Scriptures also tell us about Christ's second coming and talk about judgment, unbelievers being cast out, about tribulation, about wars and rumors of wars. This doesn't sound very hopeful. It sounds rather depressing, actually. How in the world can it say here in Romans chapter 15 that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope? Well, in Scripture, we see that there are two things that are presented to us: law and gospel. The law tells us what we are to do. It shows us our sin, because we can't keep the law. It acts as a mirror so that we see what we look like and see that we are not able to perfectly love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength and perfectly love our neighbor. And we see in that mirror then that we are unable to save ourselves. And the Word of God also shows us that the penalty for that is death. The wages of sin is death. But this is not all that the Word of God does. The Word of God also has the gospel. And in fact, the law is meant to drive us to the gospel. Well, what is the gospel? The gospel means good news. It is the good news that Jesus has paid the price for our sins on the cross. That we who were unable to live the perfect life have someone who came and lived the perfect life in our place. And not only that, because the wages of our sin is death, because we deserve to be punished for our sin, someone else, that same Jesus, was punished and suffered in our place. This is good news, that God in Jesus has done everything for us in living the perfect life in our place, in dying the death we should have died. And that law in Scripture that may seem so depressing is meant to show us that we are unable to fulfill God's law and that we must run to Jesus for forgiveness, confessing our sins and receiving new life in Him. And in this we see that indeed the Scriptures are written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. We who are without hope, on our own, apart from Jesus, have hope in Jesus. In Jesus, we have reconciliation with God. We have the hope of eternal life. And so this gives us great comfort in the face of our sins. Whatever sins those might be, whatever sins you are burdened by, do not hold on to them. Do not despair over them. Do not avoid the Word of God because of them. But rather see that the Word of God presents to us the only hope and solution for our sins, which is Jesus Christ. But still the question remains, what about all of those things in Scripture that tell us about the end? And tell us about judgment and the final tribulation in the last days, that tell us about people falling away from the faith? How can that give us hope when we hear about the last days? Well, if we are hoping in the things of this world, those words of Scripture are not very hopeful. If we're trusting in our material possessions, if we're looking forward to the next milestone and saying, then life will be great when I pass that milestone, when I'm healthy again, when I'm at that stage in life, when I have that income, whatever it may be. Always looking around the corner for the next good thing and hoping that then life will be great. Yes, then these words of Jesus are not very hopeful. But that's if we put our hope in those things. But the Word of God calls us to repentance for that, too. That we cannot hope in the things of this world. We cannot think that the things of this world will give us what we really need. Yes, life might be better at a certain point. There might be some benefits that come with a certain milestone that we cross in our lives. But we will still be in a sinful world. We will still experience suffering and pain and death and loss. And in that day, when we see those things, we have to believe that our only hope is Jesus Christ. And that all the things of this world are going to pass away. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. In Jesus, the word of God made flesh, there is hope when everything else passes away. And so all of the words about Jesus' second coming and the judgment that comes and so on will remind us as Christians that this world is passing away. But they will also, and should also, be a joy to us as Christians, because we know that when Jesus comes, that all evil and sin and suffering and death will pass away. No politician, no boss, no family member can give you the new life that Jesus offers you when He comes again in glory. He is the one who brings a new day. He is the one that brings a better tomorrow on the last day, the day that He comes again, and that all evil is finally, once and for all, destroyed. The day when we won't struggle with sin any longer. We won't lose loved ones through death. We won't suffer from the sins of others. But we will have perfect life and peace forever with Jesus. In Jesus, we have hope. and the Scriptures are all about Jesus. They all present to us the hope of Jesus Christ. So how do you prepare for Jesus' second coming? Read the Scriptures. Dig into them. They are for all Christians to read, all people to read. Dig into them and see Jesus all throughout. See the hope that is there laid out for you in the death and resurrection of the Christ, the Word made flesh for us. Yes, the Word will call you to repentance for sin. Yes, you will see what you have done wrong. But you will, more importantly, most importantly, see the hope that you have in Jesus and that He alone takes care of your sins, gives you new life, and will give us all who are in Him new life on the last day. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.